Good morning. It's June 18th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Reducing Sail. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the better portion. Luke 10:40. There are huge advantages to living in the 21st century, no question. But along with the tremendous advances in technology which allow ease of living, transportation, and increased life expectancy, come stresses never before experienced by man. Everything in our Western society is fast. In America, we are even more intense than in Europe, no less the Far East. We might live longer, but there are quite a few of us who never stop to smell the roses until they're piled on our caskets. When you're sailing, you have to be aware and knowledgeable about wind, weather, currents, hazards, as well as the integrity and function of your vessel. One thing a sailor knows to do, and it's now easier than ever before, with smartphones and weather apps, is to be prepared for a big blow. Where we sail on Lake Texoma and on the Maine coast, the winds can be gusty, even on sunny days. But a squall can also show up suddenly on the horizon and then race down upon your position with alarming speed. Reducing sail is the answer. There are many ways to decrease the size of the airfoil that the wind contacts. If you anticipate a coming blow, you can reef the mainsail with ties which allow only a portion of the sail to be raised. The same can now be accomplished on modern cruisers with roller furling of the mainsail into the hollow mast. But the most common way to accommodate a high wind is to roll or furl the triangular sail in the front of the mast, called the jib. The key is to be prepared. The sailboat caught in a sudden squall, which has not reduced sail, can meet with disaster in a number of ways. They can lose their mast, they can tear their sails, but worse, they can be swept onto the rocks or even capsize. If you are going full tilt at your work life 24/7, you won't be prepared when the squall comes over the horizon. When a family member falls ill, when your son gets arrested, your daughter has an unplanned pregnancy, you get demoted, you lose your job, or your spouse finds someone who has more time and energy for them, well, then you might be dismasted. You might even capsize and sink. Starting tomorrow, slow down. Reduce your sail. Apply it to every aspect of your life. Don't drive as fast. Don't stay at work as late. Delegate. Accept a lower income. Take more vacation. If you're my age, ease into some type of retirement strategy. Spend more time with your family, and you'll know them better and they'll know you better. That way, when the white caps start to froth and the wind begins to howl in the rigging, you'll be ready. You reduced sail, and you did it in time. Christ understood this. Martha didn't until he explained it. They would only have Jesus on earth a little while, and Mary knew to treasure that time. Well, we only have each other on this earth a little while, too. So reduce your sail, skipper. Do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. Proverbs 23:4. The world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2:17. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you for the drive to do our best that you have given us. But let your Holy Spirit remind us that doing our best doesn't mean frantically working to acquire more health, but instead means taking every opportunity to slow down and show your love to those around us. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.